It's been 4 weeks now that Bloomington residents have been living with 22 gigantic brain statues installed at various locations around town and on the Indiana University campus. It took under 2 weeks for vandals to get a hold of some of the statues. Jill Bolte Taylor says the damage is all part of the Brain Extravaganza project. But what do community members think?
Testing levels. Test, test, test.
Annie Corrigan visited some of the brains around town to talk to passersby about what they think about the installation.
All right. We're going to go talk to some people to find out what they think about all the brains around town. Talk to you guys really quickly about the brains.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, first of all, can you describe where we are right now?
Well, I think we're on the Beeline Trail here, just south of 4th Street, I think.
So there are a couple brains on this stretch. So this first one that we've got here, if you could describe it for me.
Well, we're just approaching it and haven't really had a chance to look at it.
Well, let's go up together.
But, it looks like it might have some sort of...
This is the first one I've never seen this one before. It's not my favorite. When I look at it, I think camo.
I assume it's got, looks like a bejeweled left side, and I'm not sure what it is, looks like plant life on the right side.
I like the one by the Waldron Art Center the most.
Describe that one for me.
That one is music themed, and so the bass is made of records, and it has headphones on it, and it's really brightly colored. It makes you want to listen to things.
My mom says brain!
I like the one that had lightning bolts on it. And some of the lightning bolts were took off of it.
So they're being vandalized around town? Have you guys heard that?
No, I didn't know they were being vandalized.
So have you heard that they're being vandalized around town?
No, that's sad.
You know there are people vandalizing these around town? Have you heard that?
Oh,
well, I hate to see it. I was just telling my wife about seeing some graffiti downtown on Kirkwood, and I just don't understand why somebody would do such a thing.
I heard something interesting from Jill Bolte Taylor herself, who said people's brains make them do those kinds of things. So, go figure.
It's the same everywhere.
So what do you think about this, seeing brains around Bloomington?
I've only seen the two of them so far, but it's different and it's unique, so it makes it more nicer, because I like not weird art, you know, where somebody puts up a piece of metal and says this is art. So this is more entertaining to me.
I've seen maybe
we don't know where
I've
they
seen
all
maybe
are.
8 or 10 of them, and I think this is, how many have you seen now? 2 or 3?
I've only seen about 3, but I think it would have been wonderful if it had some sort of a quiz that caused you to try to find every brain and answer some question about it. That would have been a good opportunity.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, almost like a scavenger.
So for my daughter's 7th birthday, she really wanted to go on a brain scavenger hunt, and we used the app, the Brain Extravaganza app, and spent something like 4 hours walking around. It was really hot.
What we did is we packed a snack, and then we drove our car and parked it, and then we walked to different places where we thought the brains would be. We saw 13 brains, and that's all, until we got tired.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to say about the brains, like, for people who haven't seen them that you want to tell about?
You should definitely go up close to the brains. Like, even if you're just driving past one and you think, oh, there's a brain, it's well worth stopping.
Well, I think that, Jill Bolte Taylor is a tremendous asset to this community, and I'm so glad that she chose Bloomington to be her home. I think that with Indiana University here, Bloomington has been known for its brain power for years, and so what better place to have brains on display than right here in Bloomington, Indiana.
Nice quote.
Well, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Learn more about the Brain Extravaganza Project on our website, wfiu.org.